I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, that's right. We're glad you could join us. It's time to sit back, get comfortable, talk about some weird stuff. Just chill for a while. Welcome to After Hours with the Wise Guys. Here's Madman at 9.
Yes, sir. Jimmy Jack Jackie.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Normally you say, oh, Matthew.
No, Matthew.
There we go.
What's up, Matthew? Matt, man.
Think something's going on.
Nah, we good.
You doing all right?
I'm good. How are you?
Still good, man.
Yeah.
Still good. Still happy to be here.
That's good.
Yeah, but only for about 45 more minutes. Then I'll become disgruntled and hungry.
Yeah, that's true, man. I'll start wanting lunch soon.
Yeah. It's tough for me to look at you with your new look right now. It really is.
Why?
Just, I don't know. As long as you're talking, I'll believe it's you, but it just doesn't look like you.
It looks just like me, just with less bush on my face.
Yeah. Well, episode 52, I think.
Something like that.
Regardless, thank you so much for seeking the show out. We do appreciate each and every one of you that download this, take the time out to do so. And as Jimmy Jackie always points out, it's how we get paid for this.
Yeah, it is.
It just truly is. So, thank you.
Yeah, we still appreciate you.
Yeah.
I figure this is people listening. All right, we get it. You thanked me last week. Thank me every time. Before you start doing anything, you got to say thank you. I've been thanked to damn death. I'm not saying we shouldn't. I just don't know if there's like how to do it, you know, because we do it every time. And, you know, us being grateful is going to piss somebody off.
Well, you know, tough titty. Yeah. I mean, hell, if the worst thing I ever did was piss somebody off because I was too nice, then to hell with them.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good point.
Appreciate you.
Thank you.
That is one of those things that turns into a fun little word. Good old Southern thing.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Appreciate you.
That's actually something. P1 Jeep lover. You know him. He's a nice kid. Nice young man.
He loves his Jeeps.
He does. He does. He said we should do a podcast on the most Southern, he said the most Southern phrase or the most Southern saying. And that's, thank he's on the list. And his suggestion, I remember, was Mom or Nim.
Mom or Nim.
Mom or Nim, yeah.
I didn't really ever really say that.
No.
But I did, I still do when I'm, again, you, depends on the company you're keeping at the time, but like when I'm like fully like relaxed, I'm like full on Mama.
Yeah, Mama or Nim. Like Mama.
Mama.
Yeah. But yeah, there's also stuff like Jeep yet.
Yont to?
Yeah, yont to.
Yont to.
Yeah. Or if you every morning, what's the first thing you say to me? You say, how you doing? I say, mate.
Oh, yeah.
Mate.
Usually, no. First thing I do to you every day.
It flip me off.
First flip thing. You off.
Yeah. I'm just standing there innocently smoking by myself.
Oh, I'm flipping the cigarette off, not you.
Oh, okay.
You're taking it the wrong way. Man. There's a... first off, gah.
Yeah.
Golly.
Gah.
Put it on there. Yeah. I'm just saying the word itself, not the awesome brand.
And some of them have changed, too. And when I was a kid, there was some way more Southern ones, like, you know, talking about youngins. You were Southern as hell if you're talking about them youngins. Talk about them youngins.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's something that's kind of, I feel like that, well, maybe, I don't know.
No,
that's like
grandbabies. These would be them youngins. That's the babies, the grandbabies. Where's them youngins at?
Youngins, yeah.
Yeah. Get them youngins quiet.
I know, I get...
Them youngins hushed.
When I was a freshman playing football, I guess when you're a freshman, they say, okay,
yeah.
Who knows if they're going to stick with it, so do I even need to learn their name or give them a cool nickname? I was known as Biggin.
Yeah, Biggin's good. But it's not a good nickname for you, but it's a good Southern thing.
Yeah. Yeah, it's the equivalent of, but she has a real pretty face.
Yeah. Yeah, man, one time I was at a grocery store, and I was a teenager, and this made me laugh even then. There was a lady, well, you don't want to say a parent arguing with their child, but that's what they do. They argue with their children. Instead of being parents, they turn into like a peer argument. But this was like a little kid and a mom, and this redneck as hell, and the mom says, yeah, "Why'd you behave?" And then the little kid says, "I am being have." And the mom says, "You ain't done it. You ain't being have." It's, you know, it's...
You ain't done it.
Yeah, that's a good... That whole thing, though, being have.
Being have.
Instead of behaving, one word, it's being have. When they say... When Southerners say behave, it's two words.
Behave.
Yeah.
What does have mean, Mom?
Nothing.
It means act right.
Yeah.
Get some couth.
You ain't being have.
Did you ever... a rush of several. We can... Cowlick? Certainly, that could maybe go all over. I don't know.
Yeah, it does.
Cowlick. And then... I ate a lot of chocolate as a child.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, this is a good one.
Matthew, you look like you've been sucking on a sow.
Yeah. Now, sow, like a pig sow, not a dude named Sal.
Right, yeah, but still, the way it was set, and there's no internet then to look up what the hell.
And they didn't explain it.
As my daddy's saying.
Yeah.
You look like you've been sucking a sow. We moved to Taylor's. Hey, friend, what does my daddy mean when he's sucking a sow? Or mean when he... Oh, can't answer that.
I don't know.
Yeah, usually I don't know.
They don't
sow.
Know. Yeah.
Sucking a sow.
Sucking on sow.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Confusion.
It's fun being Southern.
Okay. What else?
Hmm.
Offering. It just came to mind. It's not an offering, it's an offering.
Offering, yeah. That's just pronunciation of everything, though. I mean, we can get into every word if we go. If we just don't want to do pronunciation, we get into everything.
Okay, Jimmy, I'm not prepared for this.
Oh, neither am I. I'm just saying, like, I'm you know, to... we can do words if you want to, but we can do any word.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying. I'm not being a dick.
No, I'm just thinking of how my daddy would talk. Oh, Matthew, I got to do offering today.
Yeah. What my dad would say is raise your window down in the car. Raise your window down.
Raise your window down?
Raise your window down, yep. Mm-hmm.
Even today I say roll up your window.
Yeah.
Roll up your window.
Yeah.
Roll up, but there's no rolling anymore. Mm-hmm. It's pushing.
Yeah, when my dad didn't have, when he got power windows, because he always drove his Cadillacs and Lincolns and stuff, it was raise your window down.
You know, what would be the most, okay, I'll tell you why I'm answering this. Or I'm saying this question is my dad always said, you can tell a man has made it if he's driving a Cadillac. So yeah. What would be like the redneck? And I'm comfortable calling my daddy a redneck. Rest in peace. What is the redneck equivalent of like a luxury vehicle?
Dude, it's these damn $70,000 pickup trucks. These damn King Ranches and all these big, beautiful $70,000. The insides are just luxurious and roomy. It's like a hotel suite on wheels, man. It's those.
I guess it is.
Yeah, it's totally those.
It's no longer a Cadillac or a Lincoln.
Yeah, now it's the, if you're Southern, you want like an F Ranch, King Ranch or something.
You want to go to F Ranch?
Yeah, I want to take my King Ranch to the F Ranch.
Ooh.
Woo.
Better put rubbers on them tires.
Yeah. Yeah, so you think that's
chains.
That's the most, but that's like the, you know, the Southern man made it. But what's the most Southern vehicle, though? I mean, is it a Mustang? I want to say like a Camaro with T-tops, but then again, those are also heavily associated with like New York, New Jersey, or Pennsylvania.
Boy, that's
trash all over. Like,
that's a solid question. Yeah, yeah, I don't know that it could be just equated to the South.
Yeah, like I mean, you know, I think about when I think about cars that I think are more likely to be seen in the South. Obviously, a lot of them are like your Dodge Darts and Dodge Daytonas and stuff.
Mm.
The old ones, I mean.
What was the car we saw at Thomas Creek the other day?
I think it was a Dodge Dart.
That was a...
Old Dart,
that,
yeah.
With the white walls, man. That was kind of badass looking.
It was.
Dart. Let's see. Yeah, I would say the Camaro. You put that in the Z28.
But it's so heavily associated with, like, Bruce Springsteen fans in New Jersey, too. So we can't claim it because they got an equal claim.
Well, it's like the Allman Brothers. Their biggest concerts used to be always up in New Jersey, which was so strange.
Yeah.
When you say the most Southern vehicle, I would just say the pickup truck.
Yeah, but it's got to be. It's got to be. Just if you want a vehicle overall, I can't think of a specific car that's more Southern than the other. Maybe Fiero.
No.
The Grand Am was really Southern in its heyday. Everybody had them around here. Everybody wanted Grand Am.
You know what? If I won some kind of lottery, and I don't gamble, but let's just say I did, and I won this crate, you know what I'd go buy? I would buy, I think it's a 90, or excuse me, an 86 Grand National.
The Grand National's really good. God. That's a beautiful car.
Badass vehicle, man.
Yeah,
Grand National. Had to be black, though. Would have to be.
It's like the 80s Monte Carlo, but it's cooler because it's a Buick Grand National.
Yeah.
It's just
very rare, yeah. I think.
All right, let's keep going on this. What about the most Southern foods? I'll start with Duke's mayonnaise.
Can I take the entire fried category?
No.
Okay. Oh, gosh. Let's not think too much about this, Matthew. I want to say fried chicken.
Now, fried chicken was more of a, it did come around more of a Southern thing because it's a mixture of like a Scottish frying technique and the spices that were known in amongst the African people.
How the hell do you know that? You watch Food to Build America?
I've read about the history of fried chicken.
In a book or on a website?
The other day I was reading about when fellatio became popular because I didn't know when in history it became popular. Ancient Egypt. The time of Moses.
I know what you're saying.
Yeah.
What do you mean? Because they considered that sodomy of the mouth.
Yeah.
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 What would that be called? Sodomy of the mouth?
I think so, yeah.
Yes. Sodomy and Gomorrah.
Yeah, I'll say Duke's mayonnaise for certain on the Southern list.
Okay, so I said, fried chicken. That's... Do people... Well, of course they do, I was going to say. Well, maybe not. Are fish camps around the country... you know, the way we have fish camps up here, we're in the upstate of South Carolina, way away from the coast, about 4 or 5 hours. Are other parts of the country fish camps way off the inland, popular?
I don't know. They might be. I couldn't tell you, man.
Why the hell do we call them a camp?
I don't know. It's always a fish camp. It's just a restaurant that's in the country somewhere. Like, if you have a place in the middle of nowhere that serves fish, you got a fish camp. And it'll be packed on, like, Thursday, Friday, Saturday nights.
I want to open a chicken camp.
Yeah. Man, another one that is, and I know people all over eat it, but nobody drowns themselves with ranch dressing like Southerners.
I would agree to that.
Ranch.
And ranch. Ranch.
It's not ranch, it's ranch.
Yeah.
And fried green tomatoes, take that one.
Okay. Yeah. I would say, I haven't traveled all around this country, but I want to say coleslaw, and I hate it.
Mayonnaise. But I think it's popular up north too, at least as it is down here.
Turnips?
But not as, because definitely turnips and collards, especially.
Yeah, I love it.
But coleslaw, no, it's more Southern because up north, a lot of those places have more stuff like broccoli salads and pasta salads and stuff. So I think coleslaw definitely Southern.
Who gets the nod for turning bacon into a delicacy with frou-frou food now? Who is that?
Hipsters?
Hipsters?
Yeah.
2 pieces of bacon, $5.99. You kiss my ass.
I'm telling you what,
the whole
man.
Asshole.
Just go get some thick cut at the store.
Yes.
You can save a lot of money. It's still expensive, but you can save a lot of money. All of barbecue, though, Southern. I mean, it's all, you know, Texas, Carolinas, all points in between.
Yeah, but that's where Tennessee. You and I always...
Well, we disagree on sauce, but both sauces are, in fact, Southern.
I like trust the more, you as my source on that.
Now, I like the more Southern sauce because I'm more Southern than Matt. That's just how it goes. He likes the one from North Carolina. I like the one from South Carolina.
I don't like mustard except
wrong with you.
Ham and cheese sandwiches and some burgers.
Mustard is the king of condiments. If you put ketchup on a hamburger, it's because you can't cook a hamburger worth a damn.
I didn't cook the damn hamburger.
Well, the only reason anybody ever put ketchup on a hamburger is because it was overcooked and dry. Mustard, though, that's a flavor enhancer. It's a delicacy. I love some mustard. You know me and mustard, man.
You can't spell mustard without tard.
Mm-hmm. Or must.
Either one of those. Take your choice.
Yeah.
Onion rings.
It also has all the letters from turds in it.
Yes, it does. I just thought about that.
Onion rings, probably, yeah.
I would say, like, carnival, like, corn dog. Funnel cake, yeah. I mean, that goes to the fried category. Like,
now, a lot of carnival foods. First, we heard up from Iowa State Fair and Coney Island.
Oh yeah,
those two places. Yeah, State Fair's up north, and Coney Island had a lot of those.
Yeah.
Pimento cheese, though, I believe, is entirely Southern. But I love pimento cheese. I had pimento cheese sandwich this morning.
Well, tell me what you like about it. For someone, say, someone who was born without taste buds.
Okay.
What is the taste?
Just cheesy deliciousness. The cheese and the pimento and the mayonnaise. Mayonnaise in there, too. Just and then I get the jalapeno palmetto cheese they make down at Pauly's Island. Oh, man, it's so damn good. It makes my mouth water right now thinking about it. It's delicious, and it's got some spice and some kick, and it's good on anything.
Makes mine water with vomit.
Yesterday, you know what I had for my my Labor Day cookout at the house by myself?
Avocado toast.
No, I had two hot dogs. I had two hot dogs and two buns left. And you know what I did? I put some pimento cheese on top of the hot dog. And then on top of the pimento cheese, I put a strip of bacon. So I had bacon pimento cheese dogs yesterday for lunch. That was my Labor Day food.
I feel like I need to prevent something here. Stop doing that.
Why, just for Labor Day?
Labor Day is not to go celebrate with possibly getting some kind of heart disease.
Is this what? Is lunch on Labor Day?
We should think about those people that picketed to get this day for us. That day, yesterday. You know the story behind Labor Day?
What'd you eat for Labor Day?
God, can I say? Because it really is a podcast.
Yeah, do it.
No, I can't say it. God, I feel like my mom put me on the... What did I have for dinner? Oh, I had a hamburger.
See?
Oh, no.
We didn't have an intervention here. We ate a hamburger.
No, I had... yesterday, I had grilled chicken and kale and broccoli for dinner.
We had a hamburger, too, the day
that
before.
Was for lunch.
We had to have intervention.
That was lunch.
My hot dogs were for lunch.
I evened it out.
For dinner, I ate healthy.
Yeah, and I had a case of diarrhea a little bit afterwards, so that was like two extra visits, so I think I'm back to normal now.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't know if that's diarrhea or not. I think 3+ visits in the same day is diarrhea.
Yeah.
What do you consider that? Because you never know if you really have diarrhea. It's like people say, oh, I had food poisoning. Nah, you really probably didn't.
A vacation. Dude, shrimp and grits.
Yeah, because the grits part, because I remember going to New York City.
Distinctly Southern shrimp and grits.
They did not even really act like they knew what I was talking about at this breakfast place when I ordered wanted grits.
Yeah. Yeah, and cornbread. Cornbread, distinctly, and I love cornbread muffins, man.
Dude, when I don't know what happened. They say the palate changes 7 to 8 years, whatever.
Cornbread, no.
It's either that or your credit score. And I used to hate cornbread. As a child.
Mm-hmm.
But I think what it was is they were buying that same crap mix. It's like 69 cents.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Now I have like good cornbread.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah.
I like it, especially with little jalapenos in it.
Yeah, I like it a little spicy. I don't like it sweet, though. I don't like sweet cornbread.
No, I don't either.
Sweet cornbread ain't gonna place.
I don't like Hawaiian rolls.
Uh-uh.
Even though they're part of America now, I still don't. Yeah.
It's not something I particularly enjoy. But before we move on, let's hold that thought for one sec.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Man, I'm trying to think of more foods that are distinctly Southern, but that might be about, we might have covered most of them. I mean, I know some we're missing because we're just running off of the mouth podcast. And what you got?
Nanner pudding.
Yeah, I imagine so.
Any kind of pudding, I think. Just
I don't know, though.
By the name of it.
Comes from England, so maybe not. They ate all the puddings and stuff.
Mm. Hey, I want some pudding.
There's a lot of foods that go back and forth, too, you know, that aren't just from one place. But something that, there's every part of America has hamburgers and hot dogs, but only in this part of the South do you find this particular style of hamburger and hot dog, chili cheeseburger and the hot dog, where everything is chili, mustard, and onions.
Yeah, like
that's distinctly like upstate South Carolina, the only place I've ever been that served it like that.
You know the old,
and it's the best.
The old joke of American food. Okay, hamburgers, German. Pizza, Italy. Hot dogs, Germany. Whatever.
Yeah.
Is there really one that we could claim for America? I mean, is it fried chicken, or are you going to tell me that the Aztecs made that too?
No, I mean, fried chicken is something that, again, it was Scottish frying technique. It's a fusion food. It's a Scottish frying technique and herbs and spices that were popular in Africa amongst those people. And then they came together here in the Appalachian region and became, boom, fried chicken as we know it today. So it's a fusion food, and that's what we've done a lot of. But one thing that nobody else was doing before we had it here was turkey, because they're from here. They're native birds to here. So we were cooking the first turkeys.
Yeah.
But then again, when you talk about America, you're talking about Native Americans, you're talking about white people from Europe. You're talking about white people from Europe. We stole that from natives. I'm sure they had to teach us how to cook a turkey.
No. Well, yeah, I mean, you look at it that way.
Yeah.
But you know, if Benjamin Franklin had it his way, we'd be eating bald eagles for Thanksgiving.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. You know, that's not true, and I hope it was.
It's not?
No, I always thought it was. I read recently, apparently that's not true.
He didn't want the
turkey to be the national bird, yeah.
Where did the fart did that come from?
It just makes so much sense. It to be something that he would think, too.
You think he got credit for a bunch of crap he didn't really do?
Maybe. I don't know.
I'm reading, I'm following, shut up. Maybe. I didn't mean to tell you shut up. I'm looking over, I don't want to say I'm reading, I'm looking over this blog, and it's talking, you know what the subject matter is?
What's that?
Was Macbeth real?
Oh, okay. That's interesting.
A lot of people think that it's a character that several, up to seven or eight authors have taken part in.
Mm-hmm. Now you bring me to my next thing. What's the most Southern Shakespearean song? I'm going to say Hamlet.
Just because it has ham in it, yes, I'll go with you.
And incest, right?
I didn't say that.
No, I did.
That was brilliant.
Thank you.
Biggest fear?
Devil. Snakes. Ain't nobody more scared of a snake than old Southern people, man. Yeah. And everyone's like, oh my God, it's a copperhead. Kill it. Like, no, it ain't. Mm-hmm. No, it is usually not a copperhead. You just think everything's a copperhead.
Right.
You see a toy snake, it's a copperhead.
Man, there's some. Did you send me that video of the snake in the convenience store?
I got a fruit flower microphone. Yeah. Yeah.
That was great, too.
Yeah, that was good.
These people are reacting to a remote control snake and they're freaking
out. Oh, it's great, great, man. What about the most, this is good, what's the most Southern vacation? Myrtle Beach or Gatlinburg?
Myrtle Beach or Gatlinburg.
Or like the Daytona 500 would count too.
You know, I think enough people have went that they don't want to go back because they realize that you're just frying in a pan.
Now, are you talking about Myrtle Beach, Gatlinburg, or the Daytona 500?
Well, really all of them, depending on when you go, but not Daytona.
Yeah.
I feel like that's kind of... pull back a little. But I would say definitely Myrtle Beach, Gatlinburg.
Oh, yeah.
But when you say Myrtle Beach, you have to realize that it goes from Cherville to Charleston in a sense.
It does.
If people say they're going to the beach, I assume it's Myrtle.
The Grand Strand.
But they will make a point to tell you, hell no, bitch, we're at Pawleys Island.
Yeah, but you're still at the Grand Strand.
You're at the Grand Strand.
You're still at the Trash Beach.
Did you have to use King's Highway?
Yeah. You're still at Trash Beach? Yeah.
Google map it. It's fun.
Mm-hmm. It is fun. Yeah, I think Myrtle Beach is the ultimate. Gatlinburg, close second, followed by Cherokee, North Carolina, still forever.
How?
I don't know. Ghost ain't better.
Let's see.
That was the easiest one, is the vacation.
Yeah, very
you really
much
have
so.
Three options.
Yeah. Let me think of something to throw at you now. Well, I can't.
Yeah, I'll keep going with one.
What about Miss? Okay. This will. I guess, up for argument or debate or whatever, but mm-hmm. like the most mispronounced word in the South.
Man, maybe prostate.
Prostate?
Yeah.
What? Prostate?
Prostate. It'll be postate, postrate, prostrate. It's never right.
I would like to give you Exhibit B, Alzheimer's.
Yeah, Alzheimer's is never right either, man.
Like... look at it. It mm-hmm. says Alzheimer's, all time. He's got old timers.
Old timers.
Because old people get it.
Old-timers, old timers, old timers. Yep.
Old Lang Syne timers.
Yep, yep. All of that. That's a good one.
Thank you.
And I know there's a bunch more mispronounced words too. I'm just trying to think.
Yeah, that was the one that just popped right in.
Yeah, because you know, we always we don't put G's in anything like Waylon Jennings.
Thank you. Yeah. No, Facebook fussing.
Yeah.
Those kind of things.
Yeah. All right, what about the most southern superhero?
Off the cuff, I want to say Captain America, just because patriotic.
Yeah, but
that's where your true patriots are from.
Now, if you want to talk about the most southern superhero characters, probably, I don't know, Gambit or something, because he was Cajun.
Well, if you base it off of looks and amount of knives on him, I'd say Wolverine.
Yeah, yeah, but Southerners love Wolverine. He's everybody's favorite, generally. Also, Hulk was very popular growing up. Incredible Hulk, man, Hulk.
The TV show, man, where can I watch that streaming?
What? Was
Incredible Hulk with Bruce Banner and Bill Bixby.
I'm going to Google it, but I'm going to tell you my secret about how I find this stuff. I just, the Incredible Hulk series streaming, and it'll tell you. You can find the answer to any of this stuff.
Yeah, but what do I use to find that?
Google.
That's not being an asshole to me. But you're quicker with it.
Yeah, it is. Apparently nowhere for free that I can see.
Aha.
Yeah.
So much.
Oh, me. Wait, no.
Hold on.
You were able to stream Incredible Hulk for free on the NBC app.
Oh.
Yeah.
Peacock.
No, regular NBC app.
Ah, shoot.
You can't find Quantum Leap on Peacock, but if you download the regular NBC app, it's on there, and the quality sucks. Awful.
And it's free?
It's free.
Yeah. I don't want to watch crap quality, though.
Yeah, especially on a 75-inch 4K TV, you don't.
Well, I was just thinking with porn. I never click on the 480.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
You ever already used that joke.
Yeah. What's So, yeah, those are probably the most southern superheroes I can think of.
Yeah.
Everybody likes Batman, but those are the ones that, like, you know, the southern kids were growing up. Those were their favorites, man. Maybe Deadpool, too, now, man.
Okay. This will be a fun one.
What you got?
Cigarette? Because that's...
All of them.
God bless, man.
I mean, really, that's what I think. All of them, though, because, like, you know, they're all made in the South, pretty much.
When I see the Marlboro logo with the Marlboro red and that iconic logo, I don't know. I guess they smoked them all around the country, but I also associate it with NASCAR, too.
If you go back, that'd be Winston, because NASCAR, Winston Cup for years and years and years. It had to be Winston just for the association for NASCAR racing.
Yeah. Marlboro Miles.
Yeah. Camel Cash.
Beer?
Good, man. I was wanting to get the beer.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Let me make myself a note here because I just got another little idea. But that said, what do you have for beer since you had that idea already? I got an either or on it.
Natty Light.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Natty Light all day long.
I would say Coors Light.
Yeah. I think Coors Light is more for... Now, you'll see a lot of Coors Light amongst people who wear dresses and seersucker to Clemson tailgates. But if you talk
and
about...
And Sterling Marlin fans.
Yeah, but if you... I mean, you talk about like good old boys getting drunk. No, it's damn Natty Light. PBR is more hipsters and up north. Down here, man, good old southern drinking folk, it's Natty Light. And ain't nothing else really close. Maybe Busch Light, distant second. Bud Light, distant second.
You know what, though? I want to say that in my mind, I equate, and it's based off of their own little advertising moniker, but like Budweiser, King of Beers.
Yeah.
I look
King
at
of.
The King of Beers.
King of, yeah.
Yeah, I think of that as not even redneck, but just good old boy.
Yeah.
Hardworking men and women across the country.
Absolutely right. Damn right. But yeah, that's very popular. I just don't think anything beats Natty Light in the South.
Yeah.
I mean, I see people drinking every time I go anywhere and do anything.
Same thing with PBR, but then it came back to be like hipsterish.
Hipster beer, yeah.
Whatever happened to that.
Yeah.
Hmm.
No, I think Natty Light wins that one.
Is Jack Daniels the liquor?
See, I don't know if
Jack
Daniels...
Because I know you don't care for it.
It's not my favorite. I mean, I'll drink it, but it's not my favorite. I like Jameson the most, but Jameson's not really regional. Is that Ireland?
I kind of look at it this way. How many parodies have you seen of Jack Daniels on T-shirts at vacation stops around the South?
But all of them. But then again, if you want, I mean, you'll see those probably everywhere in the country, too, because Jack Daniels is the most popular brand of whiskey or bourbon. It's the number one by far, I think, from terms of name recognition and all that.
So what are you going to say, Mad Dog?
Dickel?
That's not a liquor. Dickel?
Dickel. Just as a joke. I like saying George Dickel.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, but it's hard to say it ain't Jack Daniels. They sell Jack and Coke at the Falcons games
Daniels,
and stuff.
Jack Daniels, if you please.
I just think Jack Daniels would also be number one a lot of other places. for as far as liquor goes. Yeah. But then again, not, what are we talking about? It's the damn South. It's damn moonshine liquor or brandy in a glass jar. That's what everybody wants. That's what everybody fiends over, even though it don't have to be that good or you have to be like, they don't know what they're drinking.
Yeah, man. It's kind of sad how that went from being something really cool to just like.
It's a status symbol for dumb people.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
That's what it is. See, that stuff we'll say on the podcast, we might say on the other show that moonshine is a status symbol for stupid people, but it is.
I mean, it is. Like, oh, wow, in a jar? Dude, yeah. I used to go to Pofo's where you drink the damn Coca-Cola and iced tea out of a mason jar.
Now, do I, in fact, have some sitting in my house right now with a bunch of pineapples in it? Yes, I do, because I'm Southern, and I like to have that stupid status symbol.
Pineapples.
Yeah, Chunk's pineapple cut up in the shine.
Yeah. I'd like to have a swig of that.
This is all right. Dude, I had one when I got it. I have another jar. I even opened this one for like 3 months. It's been sitting in the
freezer. Also pineapple?
Yeah.
Golly, it's man. Good. I want to eat the pineapple.
It's good. Come over and eat some. No, you can't come over and eat some. You got to drive home.
Yeah, what?
You can't come over and eat something because you got to drive home.
Oh, that's true.
I'm making a joke.
No, I got you.
Yeah. What's the most Southern dog breed?
I don't want to say mutt.
Mm-mm. But you got some options here. So you got like your blue tick hounds, your old bloodhounds. I guess your English bulldogs if you're from Georgia. Siberian husky tied up on a pole out in your backyard.
Oh,
that's
man.
Popular in the South.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
You say the husky part about the, yeah, there was one that, this was at Poe Mill where they had some kind of metal stake in the yard with the dogs on a chain and the circle around where the dog just ran around.
Yeah.
The grass would not grow back.
And it digs a gully too when it just goes in.
Poor things.
Yeah. I've always, my whole life, seen Siberian huskies tied up in people's backyards.
Yeah, I would say one of those. I mean,
look, Chihuahuas are very popular with old Southern people. You know, they have a little Chihuahua riding around in the car with them, and their house always stinks.
Although, you know, one that used to be big that I don't see very often is a Chow.
Yeah, dude, Chows were huge when I was a kid. We had a Chow. I mean, Chows were everywhere, and I don't see them much nowadays. I don't know what happened to all the Chows.
Also, Cocker Spaniels.
People realize they were mean. Yeah, those used to be way more popular, too.
You know why I don't think we see them as much is because they crack down on the puppy mills.
I think you're right.
Yeah. Which those will end up being lost like the other ones. Oh, look, we live in this loft, $4,000 a month. Used to be a puppy mill.
Used to be a puppy mill, yeah. Can't wait until the homeless people start burning down puppy mills for insurance purposes.
God, don't wish that.
No, after they're abandoned.
Oh, I see.
The way all the old textile mills, once they're abandoned, get burned down by homeless people, and somebody collects a huge insurance check, and here come the condos.
Like that gosh darn everyone. Weston Poinsett.
Yeah. Yep, same thing there.
Chicago Fire.
What's the... Oh, man, here's a good one.
Sherman's fire.
Who's the most Southern president?
Well, by definition, no, but... Okay, I think the quick thing to say, just for me, you want me to be honest, is Jimmy Carter. Many call him Jimmy Cartier.
Yeah.
But I think the real answer is W.
I'm going to go Bill Clinton. I mean, W was born in Connecticut. Come on, man.
Yeah, but
he's a New Englander.
Yeah, but Bill Clinton was a Democrat.
Yeah,
you can't be the most Southern president if you're a Democrat.
Well, I'm
not saying, unless you were a Democrat in the 50s.
I'm saying before the switch. Who's the most Southern president? Not who's the most Republican, or, you know, but who's the most Southern person to be president? And despite being this political party, Bill Clinton's pretty Southern.
Yeah, need I remind myself Jimmy Carter was a Democrat as well.
Yeah, and Jimmy Carter definitely ain't, because Jimmy Carter's out building people houses, and we're pretty selfish nowadays.
Hey, speak for yourself, buddy. I built several houses over the weekend for some small birds living in my backyard.
Now, if you want the biggest asshole, it's obviously Jackson from North Carolina.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, look, whether you agree, if you disagree, just...
That guy was an asshole, certainly. But he was, there's no denying he was an asshole. He'd kill you as soon as look at you, man.
Big time.
He was not good. He was not a good person. He was not a nice guy.
Yeah. But it's hard, like any pre-that, it's kind of hard to argue that point.
Yeah. But, you know, I mean, Bill Clinton's like, he's just running around the White House, like, being a redneck, like hooking up with his staff and stuff, his interns. That's the most hillbilly president, is the guy who's just like running around having sex with people. Hey, man, I'm the president. Let's get naked.
Well, So if it's an intern, that's awesome. But if it's an actual porn star, then it's suddenly a bad thing.
I never said that about either one of them.
He's not from here either. He's from New York.
Yeah, I just think that, you know, the reason I'll tell you about the porn star is because all the Republicans talk about their evangelical values, and you're going to go out and vote for the guy who's using hookers behind his wife's back. You know, this kind of, right, that makes you a hypocrite.
Alleged.
Uh-huh.
Alleged.
Yeah.
Although she's doing a celebrity Big Brother or something.
Yeah.
So she's really making it today.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll change off the political tip. I can tell you being irritated by me.
No, I'm fine.
Not you, those listening.
Oh, yeah, they're pretty mad. They're mad at me. My tire's been slashed.
Who was well, I don't have a way of putting this. Who was was Farrah Fawcett universally like the it girl? Like, was Daisy Duke over out west the way she was here, Catherine Bach from Dukes of
Hazzard? Yeah, it was popular. All those shows used to be, I mean, you know, back in they were national TV shows. They were huge hits, so yeah.
Yeah, in my mind, they're regional.
But in the South, man, yeah, Catherine Bach's probably number one.
Most worn band shirt in the South? Sans ACDC.
Yeah, it's with ACDC.
Skynyrd?
I don't know. It's a good possibility it's Skynyrd, but then thinking about it, man, I've seen a lot of... a lot of other stuff, too. Skynyrd's probably the most Southern band, if you want to get down to it, at least most people's perception.
Yeah.
But I don't know if I've seen the most shirts for Skynyrd, because I remember last time I saw a Skynyrd shirt. Pantera's a really popular Southern shirt, for that matter.
They must have read Phil's book.
Anybody who put rebel flags on stuff was really popular down here.
I was going to say the Bowery.
Yeah.
But that was a bar.
It was.
Alabama in the early days.
Yeah, it was.
The band, not the state. Well, the state too.
What about the most Southern football team? We have several football teams. What's the most Southern football team?
College?
We can do both.
I was going to say to Budweiser earlier being the king of beers, I think what I always thought... I was going to say Dallas Cowboys would be like the Southern NFL. Even around here, even prior to like Falcons, Panthers, everybody was Cowboys fan.
Yeah, the thing is around here in this part of the world, the Carolinas, look, most of the people who go to Falcons games are from the city of Atlanta. Your outlying people in like Marietta, Georgia and stuff or wherever, they don't really care about pro football that much by comparison.
True.
People in this part of the country don't care that much about pro football. They're much more into college ball. I think for college ball, I'd go to Alabama just because you have to.
Well, man. I wish I could circle back on the thought I just had. I can't.
And the Cowboys are national. I don't know if the South really has a pro football team.
Okay. Sidebar. If you were an adult pre-Falcons and Panthers.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say that. Are you allowed to change in the code of manhood? Like, let's say you were a Cowboys fan all through the 60s and 70s. Then the Falcons came to town or the Panthers in, you know, in 95. Yeah. Is that something? Well, they're closer. I'm going to change over to them.
I don't know what the stupid rules dudes make up on the spot are. Some people get mad at you for it. Other people think it's fine. I don't really care what you do. But I know that before those teams came along, one of the popular ones down here was Washington. Really popular
around here.
My dad was a big fan because he was, I mean, before the Falcons and the Panthers, that's who you had was Washington.
Some would say.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Back then it was cool merch. You're right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's a tough one to answer. As a baseball team, that's the opposite of the Falcons. Most people go to those Braves games outside Atlanta. They come from Dothan, Alabama and Greenville, South Carolina and BFE, Tennessee to go see those.
Yeah, that's always going to be the Braves.
Yeah.
Even though they're, you know, whatever they are now.
Yeah, but they pretty much cover everybody between North Carolina and Mississippi for baseball.
Yeah.
Including Tennessee. Most of it, except the part out by St. Louis.
Is it George Strait?
What? Most Southern country singer?
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
Because it's hard for me to, like, because I know I was giving the nod to W. Bush a moment ago, and you reminded me he was born in Connecticut. But, like, Texas, I've been through the airport, blah, blah, blah. But I don't think of Texas as part of the South.
Yeah, Texas is like its own thing.
Yeah, it is.
Texas is its own thing.
I think it used to be, you know.
You get outside of Texas and you have some real bona fide Southern folk like George Jones, country as hell. Johnny Cash, country as hell.
That's the
Jerry
road.
Lee Lewis, certainly Southern. Elvis Presley, certainly Southern.
If you will.
All those guys, very, very, very Southern.
Captain Redneck Dick Murdoch.
Yeah, you want to do wrestlers now?
No.
Oh, okay.
I mean, yeah, sure.
We're going to do wrestlers, but I think far as singers go, it'd be somewhere between, just again, who they are and their personality and their lifestyle. You got Johnny Cash, George Jones, Hank Williams.
Reba, by God, McIntyre.
Yeah. Yeah, you got all these people from...
Alan Jackson.
Tennessee, Georgia. Not that way. Not many from the Carolinas for some reason.
You know that I once met...
We got Randy Travis, who are we? Church.
Don't listen. I once met Alan Jackson's oldest son.
Mm-hmm.
Secondly, God bless Randy Travis right now.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I enjoy him. He just, you know, he's not like on the level as other people. He's ain't.
You should say forever.
Nothing against
you
him.
You hate the amen part. You probably don't sing that part of the song.
I'd leave that part out.
I knew you would.
The version I play at the house, I cut that line altogether. It's just like nothing happened.
You like my Sunday school teacher there in one of those nursery rhymes we did at church.
Yeah. Oh, let's do wrestler now. You start naming like Captain Redneck, Dick Murdoch and stuff. Who's the most Southern wrestler?
Ric Flair.
Man, would you say Rick or Dusty?
I say Rick.
Ric Flair grew up, he's from Tennessee where he was stolen as a baby, but then he grew up kind of well-to-do in Minneapolis. Dusty, but again, he's from Texas, daddy.
Yeah, it's that, but Flair country.
Yeah, it is Flair country.
It's Flair country.
Yeah, it's got to be Flair.
And Sting, I mean, Sting was my boy, but Sting was a surfer dude from California.
Ric Flair was a money-making rich guy from Minneapolis.
He gave me hope to get out of Poe Mill.
Yeah.
I wanted to wine and dine in 69 in a limo and an airplane jet.
The hope he gave you is that maybe you'd be kidnapped and sold to some doctor in Minneapolis.
We don't know. That didn't happen to me.
Hey, it could be. It could very well be. Mm-hmm. But yeah, Stone Cold be on the list too. But again, he's a Texas thing.
Yeah, but the bird and the beer drinking and wearing leather vests certainly is a nod to the South.
Yeah, but I tell you what, man.
And blue jean shorts.
You could make a whole wrestling hall of fame just out of dudes from Texas and dudes from Canada. They got about the same population.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, I mean, so many great ones from both. So many. I mean, all your dude, Terry Funk and Dory and... All the Von Erichs, some of it, Shawn Michaels, all from Texas, man. Every damn one, Tully Blake, all from Texas.
They all are.
So many.
Yeah. Cody Rhodes?
No, he's from Atlanta, I think.
Okay.
All right. Before we wrap this thing up, I want to hit two more. But first, this. I got two more to hit.
All right, go ahead.
Most Southern sports hero, and just in general, sports hero. Hero, man.
I can say one word and give away this answer. Dale.
Yeah. Yeah, it certainly is Dale.
It is. Are you apprehensive on that, or do you have anybody else in mind?
No, overall, it's totally Dale. Yeah. Dale Earnhardt.
You know what I heard the other day? You probably already knew this, and I'm...
What you got?
When Kenny Omega comes to the ring, they always make a reference to North Carolina, and he's from Canada.
Yeah.
Do you know the reason for this?
No.
Because remember when Jordan would come out, when they'd play the music?
Oh, yeah, okay.
From North Carolina!
He wants that, okay.
It's his Michael Jordan treatment.
Okay, because he loves playing basketball, and you can tell he's pretty good at it when you see him messing around.
Uh-huh.
All right.
Yeah, man, I feel like a self-victory there. I knew something you didn't know about wrestling.
Well, I don't look into that much about Kenny Omega. I just like to watch him wrestle.
You're going to slap me on the way out of the victory party.
I will. Something I never cared to Google.
Well, you just told me how to do it a moment ago.
It's great to know, though. I'm glad I know that now. All right, let's do football player then. Most Southern football player.
Give me a moment. Okay. Well, I can't go with my heart on it because there's going to be, okay, yes, I will.
Okay, go with your heart on it.
Terry Bradshaw.
See, I'd say Brett Favre.
Okay.
But take your pick, really.
The only reason, Peyton Manning, but he's like, you know, he's very guarded with his family and he does not, you know.
Yeah, but the one who's being like a hero to the Rednecks.
Yeah, no. Michael Vick, no. Let's see, who would it be?
From Virginia, though.
Yes.
I'd say Favre, you say Bradshaw. We leave it at that if you want to.
Yeah, I'd say we leave it at that. All although right. Butkus comes in at a close second.
Any other sports you care to cover individually? Not ice hockey.
Most Southern tennis player. I don't know.
Basketball or baseball? One of those?
Baseball.
Ty Cobb, right? Nobody. Nobody's more Southern than Ty Cobb. Though Chipper Jones is becoming Ty Cobb in his old days.
I was going to say that.
I don't follow him on Twitter anymore. He's my hero growing up, man.
You quit following Chipper?
Yeah, because he's just so mad about stuff now. It's like, dude, you have $100 million. You need to be happy about something.
Oh, Lord.
You're just sitting around counting money. You're retired at like 50. You've been retired for years. Why are you mad? Man. Nothing to be mad about.
I need to read his tweets.
Go hunt more.
Yeah. Let's see. What is? Would there be a boxer in that? Probably Rocky.
Smoking Joe Frazier was born in South Carolina.
Yeah, but
I don't associate any boxers with the South.
Yeah.
I can't think of one I associate with being Southern.
Yeah.
Yeah, baseball players tough too. Nolan Ryan, maybe Texas again. Roger Clemens, Texas.
No.
Ty Cobb. Yeah.
And if you don't know, watch the movie with the great Tommy Lee Jones.
Yeah.
Fantastic movie. Robert Wall should have won the Academy Award.
Great movie. Tommy Lee Jones killed it in that movie.
Yes.
What about basketball player? Who you got? Pistol Pete's from around here, but I never thought he was Southern. If I was going to say Southern, the Jordan's from the Carolinas, but when I think Southern, the guys who come to my mind first are Pippen, Barkley, and Shaq.
Okay, yeah.
But I don't know if one's more so than the others.
I would just buy the twang.
And Karl Malone, but he can suck it.
Karl Malone, by definition.
Yeah.
I want to say Sir Charles, because let's remember, he threw a guy out the window of a bar.
Yeah, he did.
I mean, he did. Jesus Christ.
I remember the time he was in Phoenix and he was driving around and he got pulled over at a license check and he wound up getting a DUI because he told the cop he was on his way to get something sucked on.
Yeah, well, it's a valid surprise. It's a go, go, go.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, Sir Charles for sure. But then he's been knighted, so I can't say that.
Yeah, yeah. And I have one more.
Have you had a shakaroni pizza yet, by the way?
I have not.
I'm going to try one.
You should try one. Yeah, I have one more Southern thing, okay. Most Southern thing. And this one is interesting. What's the most Southern hobby, Matthew? You can't really say hunting. They do that everywhere. Boats, popular everywhere.
Fishing is big everywhere.
It is. Fishing, popular everywhere. Shooting pool, popular everywhere.
Talking shit?
And popular everywhere.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
God. Man, are we finding out that we're all the same?
That's
all
about a lot
country?
Of things we are, but I'll tell you one except thing politics, that people who move down here don't abortion. See where they come from near as much as they see it down here. Down here, anybody who wants to can save the money and find the time and make some friends and be a race car driver. I think having your own race car is the most popular, the most distinctly Southern hobby.
Yeah.
Because you can do it every small town in every Southern state every Friday, Saturday night.
Yeah, but some of these big names now in NASCAR are coming from Midwest, and so they have to have dirt tracks and crap out there.
They do, but I don't think they have nearly as many from what my experience talking to people. Like, they're in every town down here, and it's not like that all over, man, but every town in the Carolinas and Georgia and everywhere.
This stat I just found says 2 out of 4 homes in Greenville County have a running race car in the backyard.
Yeah, yeah.
Turn them off. You're messing up the ignition.
I think that very well could be, and I don't know what else is in the running that high up, because cornhole's popular everywhere. Getting college football and driving race cars. Distinctly Southern hobbies.
Yeah.
I know there's some big. I know there's big universities up north that draw like 80,000-100,000 people to their football games. But in the South, it's a state of 5 million people, and we can have Clemson and South Carolina play home games and have 170,000 people between the two stadiums.
True. Are people in the snakes around the country the way we are? Okay.
Hmm. Again, because a lot of Southern people are really scared of snakes more so than other people. Some people love them.
Yeah. Yeah, man. I think you named it all. What is the most Southern brand? That's
Great Value, Members Mark. Laurel Lynn?
Ah, man. Why does it have to be? Why are we downgrading ourselves with these? Oh, it's got to be the cheap. Why can't
We're saving money on the same stuff.
What is the most Southern brand? Ah.
A lot of big brands are Southern. Your Pepsis and your Coca-Colas are Southern brands from North Carolina and Georgia.
Red Man Chewing Tobacco.
It is a Southern brand, but again.
By everything.
But how is it more Southern than your Marlboros, your Camels, your Winstons, your Pepsis, and your Coca-Colas, and your Chick-fil-A's? Chick-fil-A.
Packaging.
Chick-fil-A.
Packaging.
Modern day Chick-fil-A.
No.
When's the last time you saw Red Man? When's the last time you saw Chick-fil-A? One you haven't seen in years, the other one you saw today.
Last time I watched How High.
Uh-huh.
And secondly, yesterday.
Yeah, see, I think Chick-fil-A now is the most Southern brand. There's nothing we love more in the South than Chick-fil-A. As a matter of fact, Chick-fil-A is the most Southern food. To go back to what we talked about at the very beginning of this, Chick-fil-A is the most Southern food. There's nothing we want more than Chick-fil-A in the South.
My
the only
God,
thing we would eat.
My guns, my family, and my Chick-fil-A.
Yep, Chick-fil-A.
Live, laugh, love. And waffle fries. Man, you know what somebody told me the other day?
What's said, that?
They cannot believe that I use ketchup on French fries, but not on waffle fries.
Yeah.
Do you?
I don't use ketchup hardly ever on fries or anything. I don't like ketchup.
But mustard.
Love
you put
mustard
on your fries?
No, I usually just eat my fries plain.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
All right, well, we kind of agree.
That's why I like, man, that's why I like good French fries. If the French fries are good, you don't need that. But if you're using ketchup, it's because the food sucks. That's the whole reason. It's because the food sucks.
It's a pleasure. I mean, it's nice.
Yeah, I want tomato sugar water on my food.
Is it warm in here?
Kind of.
I get in like puddles of sweat under my tits.
That's probably that's a nice long sleeve shirt, though. You wearing it?
I got it jacked up.
Well, I know. It's too warm for long sleeve.
Yeah.
I can't say if it's hot. My shirt's real thin, so thin that I don't like to wear it.
Yeah.
Because it sticks to all my curvies.
I know. Look, everything's a knuckle shirt. Jimmy, this has been fun.
It has been a good time, man.
I can't wait to hear everyone's feedback. Let us know, especially on that Southern brand. I think that's a good one to kind of encompass all of that stuff.
That is really good.
Yeah, it really is. You can hit me up at O'Maffew, O-H-M-A-F-F-E-W.
Yeah, if you want to hit me up, you can find me. Search me.
Ooh.
Make it hard for you this way. You can go back and listen to last week when I said them all.
Mystery. Jimmy Jack Jackie.
Yep.
Thank you.
Yeah. You're welcome. Don't hit stop. There it goes.
All right. Get out. Time to close the doors on another episode of After Hours with the Rise Guy. Subscribe wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Pass it around to your family and friends and other P1s. Thanks for listening. See you next time. Yeah.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.